Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. We're diving into something super important today, finding peace in the present moment. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute? Thoughts about yesterday's blunders or tomorrow's anxiety swirling like a tornado. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to find calm amidst the chaos, a secret sauce for a more peaceful life? Well, folks, that's exactly what we're exploring today, practical ways to anchor yourself in the here and now, to silence those mental chatterboxes, and rediscover that inner oasis of peace. Buckle up, because we're going deep. Now, finding peace isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight or living in a blissful bubble. It's about cultivating awareness, accepting things as they are, and focusing our energy on what truly matters. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster, right? There are ups, downs, twists, and turns. But you can choose to enjoy the ride by staying present in each moment instead of getting caught up in the fear of the next drop or dwelling on past loops. So how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways that have personally changed my life. First off, practice mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on your mind. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air entering and leaving your body. Notice the sounds around you, the textures beneath your fingertips. Pay attention to your senses, the warmth of the sun, the smell of coffee brewing. This simple act of bringing your awareness to the present moment can be incredibly grounding. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds have a knack for jumping to the worst-case scenario? What if I mess this up? What if things go wrong? Well, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support this negativity? What's the most likely outcome? Often, by questioning these fears, they lose their power over us. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, that much is true. But we can control our reactions, our choices, and our efforts. Focus your energy on those things. Instead of stressing about the traffic, use that time to listen to a podcast or catch up on a book. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your perspective and create a sense of peace. Think about 3 things you're grateful for right now. Maybe it's a warm bed, a supportive friend, or a delicious cup of tea. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have setbacks. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend. Remember, learning and growth are part of the journey. Now, let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was giving a presentation at a conference, and my mind went blank mid-speech. My heart started racing, my palms were sweating the whole 9 yards. In that moment, I could have panicked, spiraled into self-doubt, and completely bombed it. But instead, I took a deep breath, reminded myself to be kind to myself, and focused on connecting with the audience. I stumbled through a bit, but I finished the presentation, and you know what? The feedback was actually really positive. That experience taught me the power of staying present even when things get tough. By focusing on my breath, acknowledging my anxiety without judgment, and channeling my energy into connecting with the audience, I managed to turn a potentially disastrous situation into a learning opportunity. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you find peace in the present moment. Remember, it's about cultivating awareness, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, and treating yourself with kindness. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and never stop striving for that inner oasis of calm. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to staying present? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and real-world strategies for a more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay calm, stay present, and keep striving for that inner peace. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.